It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen. So good to be with you today.
Yes, ladies, this is Jean. And we just want to thank you, because if it wasn't for you all, we wouldn't be having as much fun.
We would still have fun, but not as much fun.
Not as much fun. We have an Instagram now, girls. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, Joyful Echo, and we have this wonderful woman, Kuba. She's got a cool name. She's helping us. She's really got a cool Instagram, too. So she sat with us yesterday. We had coffee, and she says, y'all need to record live going in.
So we did for the first time. We went live.
Yes.
And going live meant that if you're on Instagram, you can see the craziness that is what it is when we come to the studio.
Yes. And girls, I've just got to pick up this phone call. My daughter's due any minute now with a baby, and she's calling. I'm just picking this up real quick. This is for real.
This is real life.
Let me just, excuse me, girls.
Yeah.
You talk,
that
Kathleen.
That shouldn't be on the air.
Can you hear me for anything?
Yeah, I think you all can still hear. So you go to Joyful Echo, if you're
right
on
now,
Instagram, go ahead on Instagram and check out Joyful Echo. We have little reels. We have our live. We have posts.
And we are live right now.
We're live right now. Is she going in labor?
No, she's not going in labor. Okay. She's like, I just saw your live Instagram post, is what she said.
She's letting us know.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So today's show.
Yeah, we're getting real here, girls. We're getting real. Several of you reached out to us either in person or through a phone call or through a message on Facebook about the impact of our last two shows with Isaiah 43 and the pearls. So we are going to continue that flow of a conversation because the Lord has spoken, and we want to reverence his word.
Yes.
So we're going to talk more about reverencing the word of God. And I have another quote for y'all that backs this up, what we're doing right here today. And it's from 1 Timothy 1:18. And this is what St. Paul said to Timothy. He says, I entrust this charge to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophetic words once spoken about you. Through them, may you fight a good fight. That is really, really important. That is instruction from St. Paul to us. We have spoken in the past, calling out, ladies, when you go to Mass, ask God for the one word to speak to you, either in the music, in the word that's spoken, in the beautiful prayers.
The homily. Sometimes it's what you see in someone else.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The Lord is always speaking to us. We are his children, okay? So St. Paul is saying to Timothy, the Lord has spoken prophetic words over you. And he says, remember them. Remember them, because it's going to get hard. We are climbing a mountain. And so when the Lord speaks a word to you, and it could come in five different ways. It can come in a feeling. It can come in an audible voice. It could come through his written word, through the teachings of the Catholic Church.
Sometimes, I have to say, Jean, in my experience, sometimes it just, and I don't know any other way to explain it, it just lands.
Right. Arresting.
It just lands on you. Yes. It's like a, it's not always an audible voice.
No.
Sometimes it just like appears.
Right.
There it is. Boom. There's
right.
the word.
And I've only heard the audible voice twice, and it was in an emergency situation. But no, that landing, that resting, absolutely. The peace of the Lord, the quiet of the soul. Yes, all these ways the Lord is constantly using his language to speak to us. But the problem is when he speaks to us, sometimes we don't reverence what he says. So today we're going to talk about how do we reverence the word. Many of you received a word when you listened to Isaiah 43, you're now reading it, that you did not realize that you are known by the Lord, that you are precious in his sight, that you are honored. These are beautiful words spoken in Isaiah 43, because you listened to another voice where the enemy had reign, and he reigns. We got to learn to decipher the voices. And you were listening to voices from women that we heard from that you were not good enough. Why should you be a mother? You're worthless. That's the enemy. So now you're saying to us, oh my goodness, I am now reading his word and I'm hearing another voice now. So how do we,
like, what do you do with that?
What do you do with that?
Yes.
And we're going to teach you
love
today.
This practical.
Yes.
Love
we're going to okay. do that today on how do we reverence, honor the word that is spoken with us. It's very, very, very important because God loves his voice. And he loves for you to receive his voice.
Right. He's not just mm-hmm. casting out his word willy-nilly. It's mm-hmm. going to bear fruit. Mm-hmm. It's going to bear fruit somehow. And so you want that. You want to nurture it the way that the ground nurtures a seed.
That's exactly yeah. right. So let's just recap a little bit. How do you know when you're not listening to the voice of God? If you are in fear, if you are in anxiety, if you're in desolation, we spoke about that. And oftentimes the enemy will throw you into the future because he wants you to control. We're getting back to the present moment with the promises the Lord has spoken over you, and he has. Mm-hmm. He has. You are his daughter.
Yeah. So when you're talking about receiving a word from the Lord in his word, in mm-hmm. the sacred scriptures, this is not the same as I'm just walking down the street and I have an inspiration. Those words that you're reading in scripture, you can know that
true.
That's his word.
That's
right.
Right.
Sometimes if you're walking down the street, you get an idea. Oh, maybe I should do this. You don't know where that thought's mm-mm. coming from. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about in his word at Mass. Mm-hmm. You know that this is a true word of God. What do you do with it?
What do you do with it? Okay. So you receive a word from the Lord. It's made an impact on you in one way or another. You take the word, and there's some simple things you can do to honor it. First, you write the word down along with the date and the circumstances of what is happening in your life. Why? Because the Lord is giving a form of encouragement or instruction or hope for the future. Okay? That is one way to strongly reverence the word of God. And why do you want to do that? Because God works in patterns. You will see as you practice writing down that word, say you're leaving Mass, write the word down, or take out your phone and write it down right there in the notes section with those details, the date, where you were, and the word spoken to you. When you reverence the word of the Lord and you honor it, he speaks more clearly. Mm. And you're in the practice now of hearing spiritually. Mm-hmm. Very, mm-hmm. very, very powerful. Very powerful. Now, you may have the type of temperament where you kind of are suspicious in nature at times. That's
you
not
wanna
discernment.
You want to get it right.
Right. You
want to
get it right.
You want to be right. You don't want to be led astray. Right.
Like Kathleen said, and I just want to reinforce this, if you are in Mass, you can trust that when the Lord is giving you a word from his prayers, from his scriptures, from his song, it is from the Lord. You can trust in it. And I give you the permission just to write it down and watch what happens. The other thing you want to do is thank the Lord for that word. Mm-hmm. We just receive it, but we want to be grateful. Say, Lord, I just know you have
yes.
spoken to me.
Express that gratitude.
Express the gratitude. Even if you feel like you don't know, you say thank you anyway.
Right, because he's still doing mm-hmm. a work. Whether or mm-hmm. not you perceive it, you're certainly not going to perceive it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But you thank him for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking school. I'm going to school in Encounter Ministries, and we are studying this very closely right now. And a question that they said that struck me, that I took notes in my notebook, and I want to say it to you all, about reverencing the word spoken over me from God. The value you place on the word determines the power you get from it. And I thought that was brilliant. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard the Lord speak to you, and you knew it was the Lord's, but you didn't really write it down, you didn't thank him for it, you didn't go into conversation with him, and it just kind of came and it went, and then you ended back next week in worry.
You just let it blow by you like a breeze that was refreshing in the moment, but then that's it.
That's
it's
right.
gone and you're hot again.
It's gone. And Mama, Blessed Mother, didn't do this. Every word spoken to her mm-hmm. by the Lord, she pondered this word in her heart. And that's kind of what we're talking about. We're emulating our mother. We're pondering these words because the Lord wants to direct our path so it's straight. So we're not in confusion, mm-hmm. and he wants us to be affirmed in who we are as his daughters. Mm-hmm. He wants us to really be happy. That is, he
yes,
really wants
him.
Us to be happy.
To be
in
happy
him.
With him forever. That's that original catechism
Correct.
Question, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So the question we have to ask ourselves, and I think it's good to put in your examen at the end of the night, if you're starting to practice that or if you do it regularly, how did I respond to God speaking to me today? Did I reverence and honor his word the way in Isaiah it speaks of how he honors me in Isaiah 43? So we're going to start practicing that, girls. And that might be part of our Lent. We don't know where we're headed with Lent.
Yes, but not that time yet.
But the Lord does speak to us. And we want to fine tune that. We're going to give you some strategies when we come back after our break, which is in about 4 minutes. I thought he said
yes.
one, and it's
nope.
in four. So we're going to still talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, keep
we're
going.
We're
going to
still
keep
talk
going.
About this. All right, but let me just, before we go further, okay, you were talking, Kathleen, about how you heard the Lord. How do you reverence the Lord? Are you just learning how to do this more, his word that he's speaking?
Oh, well, I'm always learning.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
there
always
you go.
Learning. Okay, so there have been profound moments mm-hmm. of hearing the Lord speak to me in my life, and those are the ones that I have pondered in my heart. They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
I still return to those words, and it really resonated for me, that verse from Timothy, because St. Paul doesn't say what those prophetic mm-hmm. words were necessarily.
Mm-mm,
he doesn't go into that,
mm-mm.
but he didn't have to. Just saying that, it's obvious that Timothy, who was the original recipient of that letter, would know exactly what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like I said, for those profound moments, I have that still. If somebody who knew me, or if someone had been there, the one I'm thinking of, no one else was there. I was alone in my car. But if someone else had been there, all that person would have to say is, those words, prophetic words spoken about you, and I would know exactly what that person was talking about. So that really, you know, struck me. And then there are those words that are not the life-altering, earth-shattering, identifying you and who you are in the Lord kind of moments, but the ones that you're talking about, where you hear something at mm-hmm. Mass and I will have that moment of thinking, oh, I need to remember that. I need to remember
mm-hmm.
that. And then realizing, as we've talked about, you
yes.
and I have talked about, realizing that I don't have a notebook with me. I'm not taking my phone out in that moment. I am trying to be present at Mass, but what happens for me is oftentimes then by the end of Mass, I'm walking out of Mass and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And I will be thinking like, oh, I need to come back and look at what the readings were so that I can find that again. But it's gone. It's mm-hmm. that breeze that has blown by me.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, if you're thinking, I don't do this, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm just
I'm
learning this too,
yeah.
ladies. And what I'm learning from it, I want to, because I have recognized the Lord speaking to me through my life, but the Lord speaks to us every day.
Right.
And this is what I'm learning now. And the more I begin to practice what I'm going to share with you when we come back from the break, the more I'm able to see in the past, oh, he's been with me my whole life speaking to me.
Oh, yes. Oh,
my
yes.
whole life. And it builds confidence.
Yep. When I do go back, and I don't journal on a regular mm-hmm. basis. That has not been a part of my faith walk up to now. Who knows what the Lord's going to do in the future. But for those times when I did, when I go back to those journal entries, oh my,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing to me
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
hear what's there, because that was me. That was me 10 years ago. That was me 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we come back from the great break, girls, I cannot wait to share with you what I am learning in my school with what you do with that word.
Those strategies.
And they're very, very simple, easy to do, but it's going to change your life.
Awesome.
Thank you. Labor trafficking is a form of human trafficking that can happen to anyone, regardless of age, gender, culture, race, or citizenship status. Labor trafficking involves manual labor that can subject someone to long hours of work without breaks. Labor traffickers can recruit an individual to work by using threats, lies, or other types of manipulation to ensure that a worker does not report what is happening to them. Whether you are visiting farms in Atlantic County or dining in restaurants in Bergen County, labor trafficking can be seen in many different industries like gas stations, restaurants, hotels, farm working, or construction sites. It is not uncommon to see a manager or supervisor hovering over an employee or using threatening language when talking to someone at risk of labor trafficking. Examples of exploitive work conditions may include lack of personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, and goggles when using sharp objects, heavy lifting, or operating machinery. Victims of labor trafficking may appear in public settings with physical injuries, lack of proper hygiene, or feelings of fear. Types of labor trafficking may include domestic servitude, debt bondage, involuntary child labor, and other forms. Most victims of labor trafficking are not aware of their rights when working for an abusive employer. Regardless of your citizenship status, you have rights in this country. Everyone is entitled to back wages, overtime pay, or basic protective equipment. Every victim who is a non-citizen is eligible for continued presence, T visa, or U visa. Local consulates are available and willing to assist non-citizens in completing their visa documentation as well as understanding their human rights. Silence is not an option. If you are a victim of this form of abuse or you know someone whom you suspect of this, call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888 or text HELP or INFO to 233-733. With your help, we can keep our community safe.
The Carolina Catholic Radio Network and AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte is seeking business partners who share our vision and mission to invest in keeping our Catholic voice alive across the Carolinas. For more information, contact us through our website at carolinacatholicradio.org.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen. Welcome back to the second part of our episode of Joyful Echo on understanding in practical terms. How do you reverence a word that you receive from the Lord when you're reading scripture, when you're at Mass and you're hearing something from scripture in the readings or from Father's homily? What are those strategies, Jean, you were going to share with us?
Oh, I'm excited because, ladies, we love strategies. So my kids are watching me now take this beautiful notebook, and I like a little bit of a bigger notebook in Mass, and they're just looking at me, and I'm whipping it out with my pen because the Lord wants to say something to me.
Yes.
And you know what's so beautiful is I don't care what others think because the word that the Lord speaks to me is so satisfying.
Yes.
That it is what I'm coming back for.
Right.
Over and over. And when you experience that, you really start to live differently with what you're going to do to make sure you anchor that word. So I want to read to you or just speak to you about what do you do when you receive a word, when you're at Mass, when you're reading your scripture, when you're in the Word of God in adoration, or my word was given to me about Isaiah 43 in confession, right, with Father Yumo.
Yeah.
And it is already bearing such fruit.
Mm-hmm. So not just for you, but for other people.
For other people. So I read Isaiah 43 every day because that's what the Lord told me, and it is bearing fruit.
Right. So you told us about, like, circling that word if you're literally reading.
If you're literally reading and you feel like the Lord is highlighting a word for you, and you'll know. You will know. You are sweet, baptized. You're our sisters. You're going to know. That is the Lord highlighting, identifying. He's speaking just to you that word. So you circle that word. And you had mentioned different markers that you can use in your scripture that don't bleed through.
Yes.
Do you remember what they're called?
They have those And it will say on it that it doesn't bleed through, that you can use on that really thin paper mm-hmm. that is usually the kind of paper you have with yeah. the Bible. Yeah.
And this is actually a beautiful inheritance that you can pass on to your children of your spiritual walk. So date them. Circle the word. Date it. Date it. So when you're looking at the word, it's going to do a few things. One of them could be the promises God is making to you right then. So you underline that. If this is a promise being made to me right now, then I underline that.
Mm-hmm. And don't be worried about being wrong. Like, no. I don't know, should I underline this?
No,
like,
you...
it's a class and you're going to be graded on no. whether you should or shouldn't have underlined that. Just let that go.
Let that go. You got to take a risk with the Lord, girls, if you want to grow in your faith.
And it's really no risk.
It's no risk, but you got to let it go.
Highlighting or underlining. Yeah.
Right. Underline it. Then, if God speaks to you in promises, you underline them. If he speaks to you in what he wants you to do, like gives you a condition, this is what I want you to do, you mark that too. Mark the timing and seasons in which he is speaking to you. If it's in Advent, I star, I make hearts. I mean, my scripture.
I am not surprised.
No, I mean, it is really, my children will know when they get my Bible, when I pass on, what hit me, which is such a blessing. And then any biblical references or metaphors, you mark those. And then notice any recurring themes. Mm-hmm. That's why we do this every day. Remember I said the Lord speaks in patterns.
Why? Because he is the same yesterday,
today,
and forever.
And forever.
So
that's right.
Why you can see he is consistent.
Okay, so now you're marking these words in different ways the way you want to. Now you go into talking to God about these words. That is how you honor the word. Not only marking it and saying, okay, good, that's the word the Lord gave me. He gave me the word honored today, and I underlined it. Take it deeper. Lean in. Ask God what he's saying to you from that word.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be bold. Lord, what are you saying to me from this word? Why did you have me highlight this word? What is it that you want me to know? And then this is what is beautiful. Oh, this is new and I'm learning this, ladies. You come into agreement, which means when the Lord is speaking a word over you, you agree with that word.
Okay, what does that look like, Jean, practically speaking?
Okay,
what
so
does
let's
that
go
mean?
To Isaiah 43 right now.
Okay.
Okay, so the Lord is speaking, and I'm January 1st, but now thus says the Lord, he struck me, he. And so January 4th, I circled he, and I was like, wow, Lord, why he? Why that word he today, this pronoun? And it was the Lord showing that he was my authority over my life. That he is going to, the rest of Isaiah, which is so many words, are going to be promises, the way the Lord works in my life with deeds and actions, and how wonderful I am.
So how did you then come into agreement with that? So you asked the Lord for clarification.
Yes.
You felt you received that clarification. How do you agree with that then?
I do believe that, Lord. You are speaking to my heart. Now, it's not a feeling, girls, because feelings will dupe you all the time.
Yes.
You have to say to the Lord, all right, I believe you, Lord. Who else are you going to believe? It's an agreement. Okay, Lord, it's a declaration. All right, Lord, I believe this to be true. I believe it. There's power in declaring and coming in agreement with the Lord. It is like you're being a little girl and your mother calling you and saying, oh, honey, come here. I want you to frost this cake. And you're like, okay, that's an agreement, and you start to frost the cake. But if you looked at Mama and she said, come on, I want you to frost this cake, and she wants to give you something, you know, this is a real wonderful opportunity. It's sweet. It's a time with your mother. And you look at her, and you're like, no. And you turn around and walk away. You've heard the word, but you've not come into agreement. There's no beautiful things that are going to continue from that. It hurts our Lord. Our Lord wants us to agree with what he's saying.
So you're saying it maybe out loud in order to align.
Oh, I love
your
that out loud.
Will.
Yes. Lord, I agree that I am, because it continues. Who created you, O Jacob? He who formed you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine.
So then you might say, Lord. Yes, Lord, I am yours.
That's right. Coming into agreement.
So even if no one else is in the room, and I don't know why anybody else would be, but even if no one else is in the room, mm-hmm. you are hearing yourself say that. It's yes. a reminder to yourself, right. to your will.
That's right. And then meditate on that word. Mary, the rest of the day, that is your word that the Lord has given you to satisfy you, to fill you. And now when you're closing your Bible and you write your notes in your scripture or on a piece of notebook paper about that word, and Lord, why did you say that word to me? Maybe you don't agree with them, and maybe that's where you go in your prayer with the Lord and say, I don't agree that I'm chosen and I have all this fear. You don't know where the Lord's going to lead you.
I don't believe that yet, Lord. Help me. And we say that in Mass, don't we, right? Yes. I believe, help my unbelief.
Right. So you write it down, you meditate on it, you thank the Lord for the good grace, but you're going to say to yourself, I'm coming back to you, Lord, and we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but I can't wait to see what you're going to do with this word throughout the day. And the cool thing about this, ladies, when you get into a practice of doing this, you will see that the daily readings of the gospel or the first reading or the psalm was something was going to happen to you that day. And that word from the Lord would instruct you. It all the time this happens to me. Mm, and it blows my mind.
Because it is the living word.
It is the living word.
It is the living word.
But we need to get in a practice of this. And I think that will help with the mindset. Now, there's one thing that I want to bring to your attention, ladies. A lot of times we are changing our mindset, right? We have experiences in our life, we have words spoken over us before that were maybe not kind. Mm-hmm. And it could have come from somebody that represented the Heavenly Father to you, maybe your own earthly father. The Lord does not speak a critical word to his daughter.
Right.
You have to understand that. The Lord speaks affirmation, love. He is slow to anger, and you need to experience that. He mm-hmm. is slow to answer.
Even when you are convicted,
yes.
and in my in life oh, experience, yeah. even when I am convicted by the Lord,
mm-hmm.
it is gentle.
It is always gentle. Mm-hmm. He does not come to condemn. He comes to affirm, because he knows who we are. He knows that, and he's not ashamed of it. He loves us so much. So that is one thing, one that I want to caution you with when you're hearing the Lord. And it could be a way where you don't believe because no one's spoken these words to you before.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking to walk this journey with the Lord to help you with a new way of thinking, the way Christ thought. And that's what in his word every day, daily Mass, if you can get to daily Mass, that is life. Jesus feeds us at daily Mass with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. All these things to make you new. Because in Isaiah 43, if you keep reading it, one of my favorite, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?
Mm-hmm.
We want to perceive it.
All right, Jean. It is time for us to enter into our prayer time. Please, listeners, if you have a moment where you can just pause
mm-hmm.
in your day, please join us in prayer. Let's lift up all of those experiences that we've had when the Lord has spoken to us, and let's thank him for those and reverence mm. those words. We begin as we begin all things, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we come before you and just glancing over a highlighted verse from Isaiah 43 that I think you want all of us to hear, and why you are calling so many to listen to your word now, because in Isaiah 10, verse of chapter 43, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that you may know and believe me, that you may know and believe me. So, Lord, we come before you and we ask for our sisters and for ourselves that you cast away right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, any unbelief, Lord, that is in our life. Just cast it away, Jesus, if you would. We do not undo those knots of disbelief, doubt, suspicion. Cast them away now, Jesus. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, fill us, Lord, with belief, with deeper faith, with resting in your love, Lord Jesus, because we want to know you. We want highlighted words in our life that are spoken from the Word of God that we can come in agreement with, that we can act upon, that we can honor and reverence. We ask for that grace today for all of us, Lord. We want to hear your voice in our life. It is soothing. It is satisfying. It absolutely rests. Our heart rests, and we just want to sit at your feet, Lord. And we ask for that grace. And I pray for a sister out there that has never encountered you, Jesus. I pray for her right now that she can trust that you are seeking her through our words. You are touching her heart, saying, my daughter, come sit with me. You don't have to be adequate. I am enough for you. I am not looking at you and judging you. I am looking at you and I am wanting you. You're noticed. You're noticed. I have chosen you. So come, Lord. Come, Lord, into our lives. Come into our hearts. Come into our families, not only with your word, but with the knowing of the grace of sitting with you and just knowing you. We ask for that grace, Lord.
Yes, I ask, Lord, for protection for some of our sisters who are in the Holy Land right now.
Yes, yes.
Lord, your protection would be over them, mm-hmm. over their physical bodies, over their hearts, over their minds, that they will be vessels for your truth and mm-hmm. for your love, mm-hmm. and that anything else that is not of you would just fall away.
Thank you,
fall
Lord.
Away. Thank I you, also Lord. Lift up, Lord, and ask for your goodness to fall upon another friend who is in a time of self-condemnation.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that you would speak your words of acceptance to her.
Yes, Lord. Thank
that
you.
That she will hear you say, she is good. That you will hear, she will hear you say how much you love her, how precious she is, and how patient you are happy to be with her as she grows in her relationship with you and in her relationship with other people. Lord, I give you thanks on this day, and I ask for the intercession always of our Blessed Mother, and I thank you for her. I thank you for her gentle and loving hands.
Yes, Lord. We ask these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ladies, while we were praying, I just got this insight. Pray for all of us. Pray for the listeners. The Lord really wants us to know that we are chosen by him, that he loves us, and that we are beautiful and good. So just pray that we have these creative new ideas as we talk to you in our show. But please join us new on Instagram. That's new for us, Joyful Echo.
Yes, and join us next Wednesday at 5 o'clock for a new episode of Joyful Echo.
Yes. Bye, girls.